Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to whatever we're doing here now.
Uncharted Treasures.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Uncharted Treasures. I'm one of the hosts, Dustin.
And I'm Devin.
He's not talking towards the mic, so who knows if you hear him. But today, on episode one-ish of season one of Uncharted Treasures, we are covering the lost gold of Montezuma.
Yeah, perfect. So Montezuma lived from 1466 to 1520. He was the ninth emperor of the Aztec nation. I think the cat's trying to get in the room.
We have a lot of technical difficulties to deal with here. All right, so where's the gold? That's what we're let's just cover the like the who, what, where, and how we're doing things. The gold, in theory, is in Utah. Now, I know what you're thinking to yourself. That's a little strange, as Montezuma was an Aztec leader in Mexico. That makes no sense to me. But we're going to hopefully prove the case why it possibly could be there.
Well, we didn't know this, but, you know, new evidence is just coming out. And Native Americans and Mesoamerica indefinitely traded with each other.
We got that.
And there is a PDF. Go to the website. There's a PDF there. It shows the trade routes that were used before Columbus. So right around this time frame, you know, 14, 1500s, where the Aztecs traded with the Native Americans.
Okay, so we have a little bit. We're being attacked. We're being attacked, folks. We have a little bit of the history behind it. What happened? Why do we think this? And it mostly boils itself down to, in the time of when the Spanish conquistadors came to the Aztec Empire, basically, Montezuma, in theory and in hope, kind of, I guess, sent out his tribe to secure their gold, right? Gold to them was valuable as well, and they saw that the Spanish invaders were after it. So that's how this all went, you know, and they sent basically people to the New World, well, the New World to us, to hide the gold, to secure it for them. And there's a ton of fun little legends, which we'll try and cover a few here. But there's a ton of fun little legends, in particular with the Mormon church as well. So it's a little bit...
Wait. Is this the one where they found the gold plates?
No.
Because that was on the East Coast.
Yes.
Okay.
That's John Smith. We're not talking about him.
John? Where is John now?
Who knows? So kind of our legend starts there. Where you hear this story and the story of basically Montezuma came through and took the gold, right? Hid the gold because of the Spanish conquistadors, or Cortez in particular, and now we're trying to find ourselves, you know, where did they hide it? And why is one of the things, this White Bluff, I believe it is, White Cliffs near Kanab, Utah. And there's a few, like, fun little, like, documentaries online, too, about this, about what we're talking about, and mostly, like, non-professional treasure hunters, if there is such a thing. You know, if there's a thing as professional treasure hunters, like...
We're definitely not it. But hopefully, day we aspire to be.
Yeah, we'll see. And it's in the Uinta, I think it is. Uinta Mountains, basically. And so, yeah, they traded with the Native Americans, and supposedly there's curse to this legend as well, that the gold is hidden somewhere on this mountain range / possibly in one of the lakes, you know, where they basically put a fail safe, so if the room was ever breached, it would be flooded. Kind of like a National Treasure 2.
Straight out of like a lost tapes of Indiana Jones.
Yeah, I mean, this is what we have to deal with. So it starts kind of one of the things it comes into is the Lost Roads gold mine. And so in the early days of the Utah settlement, Brigham Young, which again we're bringing into the, if you don't know who Brigham Young is, he was really big in the Mormon Church. Assigned pioneer Thomas Rose to retrieve gold from a mine known to the Ute, I think it is, or Ute Indians. When Thomas became ill, his task fell to his son Caleb, who recovered the gold on behalf of the church for lots of years. So basically this was like a, hey, we're going to give you one trusted source and you can take the gold out, or you can do what you want with the gold. I don't know why they gave him this opportunity. Why the UT Indians were like, hey, Brigham Young, do this. I think it was because one of the chiefs of that tribe converted to Mormonism. I think that's what the actual...
I mean, that's a big move.
I think that's what was happening here. So at one point, Caleb asked the U.S. government for the mining rights to an area in the United Mountains. In exchange for the rights, Caleb offered to pay off all of the U.S. debts. And we have a link in here, but that's according to treasuretracer.com. And there's a couple other links to actual news stories we found on this gold. So instead of granting him the requested mining rights, the government set prospectors to search the areas for that specific area, but they never found it because again, this is coming from Thomas Rhodes and Caleb Rhodes was his son. So that's kind of how the legend starts, is that this gold is in a mine. And you see, if you hear that, folks, if you hear that, that's my cat trying to break down the door, because apparently he wants to figure out what's up with this treasure.
Or maybe that's the curse after all, and he's come here to slay us to prevent us from sharing this.
I mean, you never really know. So then, Devin, where do we think... We have another story here, which maybe you can kind of bring in, where it has to deal with a family that owns property on these lakes and they're talking about draining it, or they're talking about like what they need to, you know, how they're trying to find this. Do you know anything about that?
No, I didn't do any research on that part.
Perfect. Just great.
I did on the part... I read the Warlords of Ancient Mexico, and they talked about the prophecy of Hernan Cortez. When he came to the Aztec Empire, they viewed him as one of their gods. And I'm not going to pronounce this because there's no way I can. But the main premise of the story is that, you know, he was the feathered serpent of the god, stood for solar light and the morning star. And when Hernan Cortez came as Inquisition, he was shiny with his armor. So the Aztecs confirmed this information, and they thought that he was this god coming back to take over, reclaim his kingdom. So they all kind of panicked. And I've never been in that scenario where you have to fight a god or a demigod. You know, how does that work? You know what I mean? So there's definitely cause for Montezuma to lead, you know, supposedly 10 million of his treasure to trade routes, right? Now, it is about 400 pounds. I Googled it. It's about 400 pounds of gold. So it's not too heavy. You do need a small band of tribe to take it. But they could take it from two routes, one by sea, and then the other one leave you in Utah, just short of it, just barely in Utah. But then they could go further out.
Yeah, if they were traveling. Like caravanning.
But that's the thing that I have. Like, why would you send 8,000, supposedly 8,000 warriors? That's a huge amount, and that's going to attract a lot of attention.
I mean, but how does it attract attention if you don't? I mean,
they're 8,000.
Yeah, but if no one's in the West, then.
But right? there are people there.
Who?
In the West?
Yeah. I mean, like the 1500s?
I mean, there's Native Americans.
Well, that's what this legend's saying, is that they
were in cahoots.
Yeah, like ultimately they made deals or whatever, and it's like this part of the tribe, especially how Brigham Young comes into it, is he made a deal with the UT tribe. And that's not obviously the Aztecs, but
And that helped propel the Mormon church.
Sure.
Maybe. Yeah. All right. I mean, they're still in Utah today, so that's interesting.
So the small legend, and I think we have it quoted, but I don't actually have it in my notes, it has to do with a family that basically bought a...
ranch.
The ranch.
Yeah.
And they all... like, weird stuff started happening, and they tried to drill, and the drill bits would break, and they thought that they found this... It's on lakes, basically, and they wanted to drain or have some part of a lake drained, but the BLM, the Bureau of Land Management, basically told them no, because there's a indigenous snail that actually comes from Mexico there.
No kidding.
And if they encroach on that part, it's fineable. So they didn't want to incur the fine without actually knowing if there's any gold. But that's like the latest kind of treasure theory or where it's at. So we're looking for Aztec gold in Utah. We've got a bunch of really fun little articles for you guys to help us research if you want. And then also we're kind of looking into... the Mormon church and how they're involved in the gold. That'd be real interesting if you could somehow truly link them to it. So what, you got anything else to add, D?
No, that's pretty much straight to the point.
That's this episode, huh? All right. So addition to this episode, as this is episode 1-2-1- who knows, is not only with this, but we're going to try and hide treasures. And because we like treasure hunting, this is kind of fun. This is what we want to do. So how we're going to do that is we're going to devise some clues that we're going to add to the end of this episode. We'll eventually have fun little geocaching GPS locations. And who knows what the treasure is? Obviously, if we're doing this long enough, the treasure might grow. Get some sponsors. You never really know.
Yeah, we're hoping to do maybe a Tesla or something.
Probably in like 2030. So we got time.
We work our way up, baby.
Yeah, we got time. But every season, and the seasons will be between 8 to 10 episodes, or more or less. And we'll at the end of it, we'll have treasure out there for someone to find. So that's what we're kind of all about on Uncharted Treasures. Did I say it right this time?
Uncharted, yeah.
I did it. Yeah. All right, sweet.
You said it.
So
proud of you.
I mean, that's where we're at today. We got a fun little mini episode for you, and we're just going to try and get better as we can. Thanks, everybody.
Stay tuned.